Under a stormy sky, a Tyrannosaurus Rex lets out a roar. It lumbers over to Big Ben, its head level with the clock face as it strikes three. Down on the streets of Victorian London, bobbies are trying to control the crowd.
Come on! Out of the way! Move yourself, please! Come in! Excuse me, sir!
They watch the hulking beast trample past with the Houses of Parliament beyond. A veiled woman approaches a police inspector.
Madam Vastra, thank God. I'll wager you've not seen anything like this before.
Well, not since I was a little girl.
Oh, big fellow, isn't he?
Dinosaurs were mostly this size.
I do believe it's a she.
No, they weren't. I've seen fossils.
I was there.
Well, that's all well and good, but what's this dinosaur fella doing in the Thames?
It must have time travelled. Ted.
Time travelled.
Is it choking?
There seems to be something lodged in its throat.
Well, how could it time travel?
I don't know. Perhaps it was something it ate.
Suddenly, the T-Rex coughs up an object which comes flying out of its mouth. It's the TARDIS, which lands upright with a bump.
Stand back! What? It's just laid an egg.
It dropped a blue box marked police out of its mouth. Your grasp of biology, it troubles me.
It's the TARDIS.
It would seem so.
We'll take care of this, Inspector.
But what if that thing goes on the rampage?
Place these lanterns on the shoreline and bridges, encircling the creature, 20-foot intervals.
Well, what will they do?
They will emit a signal that will incline it to remain within their circumference.
Jenny, Strax! With me.
So it's him, then? The Doctor?
A giant dinosaur from the distant past has just vomited a blue box from outer space. This is not a day for jumping to conclusions, Strax. If you wouldn't mind.
The squat Sontaran bangs on the TARDIS door.
Hello? Exit the box and surrender to the glory of the Sontaran Empire.
Shush.
Doctor?
I was being chased by a giant dinosaur, but I think I managed to get the slip.
The new Doctor opens the door a fraction. With short greying hair and a bony lived-in face, he peers out, eyeing Strax with suspicion through piercing inquisitive eyes.
Sleepy.
Sir?
Basford, sneezy. Dopey. Grumpy. Oh, you two. The green one? And the not green one, or it could be the other way around. I mustn't prejudge. Oh, you remember her?
He points back at the TARDIS, from which a disheveled Clara's emerging.
Thingy, they're not me one, they're asking questions one. Names, not my area.
Clara!
Well, it might be Clara, it might not be. It's a lottery.
It is Clara.
Well, I'm not ruling it. Oh, big man, shut it! Oh! You'll kill a dinosaur too! Big woman, sorry.
Doctor, listen to me. You need to calm down.
I'm not flirting, by the way.
No, I think something's gone wrong.
Wrong? What's gone wrong? Have you regenerated? I remember you. Your handles. You used to be a little robot. Head, and now you've really let yourself go. Just the frequency.
Sorry?
Your sonic lanterns turn them down. They're giving her a headache.
But who a headache?
My lady friend!
Just an expression, don't get any ideas. How do you know?
Come on, Clara, you know that I speak dinosaur.
He's not Clara, I'm Clara.
Well, you're very similar heights. Maybe you should wear labels. Why are you all doing that? Why are you? You're all going dark. Wobbly, stop that.
I don't think we are.
Never mind! Everyone, take five!
The tall, thin doctor keels over, landing face down on the riverbank.
What do we do? I don't understand. Who is he? Where's the doctor?
Right here. That's him. That's the doctor. Well then, here we go again.
Clara kneels in the mud with the doctor in her arms. Moving through a misty tunnel of rotating cogs and gears to a spiraling clock face with Roman numerals. The TARDIS bursts out from the spiral, then tumbles into another one and vanishes in a flash of light. Peter Capaldi, Jenna Coleman, BBC, Doctor Who. Deep Breath by Stephen Moffat. The T-Rex is stalking through a moonlit London.
It's simply misunderstandable to me. I don't know what it is. Who invented this room?
Doctor, please, you have to lie down.
It doesn't make any sense. Look, it's only got a bed in it. Why is there only a bed in it?
Because it's a bedroom. It's for sleeping in.
Okay, what do you do when you're awake?
You leave the room.
So you've got a whole room for not being awakened. But what's the point? You're just missing the room. And don't look in that mirror. It's absolutely furious.
Doctor, please. You have to lie down. You keep passing out.
Well, of course I keep passing out. There's all these beds. Why do you keep talking like that? What's gone wrong with your accent? Why do you...
Nothing's wrong with her accent.
You sound the same. It's spreading. You all sound all English. Now, you've all developed a fault.
Doctor, I need your help with something.
Finally, someone who can talk properly.
I'm having difficulty sleeping.
Oh? Oh, well, I wouldn't bother with that. I never bother with sleeping. I just do standing up catnaps.
Oh, really? How interesting. And when do you do those?
Well, generally whenever anyone else starts talking. I like to skip ahead to my bits. It saves time.
Oh, save me time, Doctor. Project an image of perfect sleep into the centre of my mind.
What, do you want a psychic link with me? The size of my brain will be like dropping a piano on you.
Be gentle, then.
I'll try. Brace yourself. Piano.
I love monkeys. They're so funny.
Oh, I see. So people are monkeys now, are they?
No, dear. People are apes. Men are monkeys.
So what now? He needs rest.
So what do we do? How do we fix him?
Fix him?
How do we change him back?
Jenny, I will be in my chamber. Would you be kind enough to fetch my veil?
Why? Are we expecting strangers?
It would seem there's already one here.
Vastra glances at Clara, then moves away.
What have I done wrong?
Dinosaur doesn't seem very happy.
What's wrong with it?
I don't know. Doctor's the one that speaks dinosaur. Excuse me, Mom. The wife doesn't like to be kept waiting.
Where did he get that face? Why has it got lines on it? It's brand new. How can his hair be all grey? He only just got it.
It's still him, Mom. You saw him change.
I know. I do. I know that.
Good.
It's just...
What?
Nothing. If Vastra changed, if she was different, if she wasn't the person that you liked...
I don't like her, Mom. I love her. And as to different, well, she's a lizard.
With a smile, Jenny leaves Clara alone with the doctor, who's fast asleep in bed. Clara gently pulls the blankets up over him, then covers his hand with her own, taking a moment to study his face. Then she moves around the iron bedstead and crosses the lamplit room to the window. As she gazes out, the doctor talks in his sleep.
I am alone. The world which shook at my feet, and the trees